Actually, the boys are pretty excited for the season because we have been trying for the last 2 years for the league. I know the last 2 years was a little bit tough because of facilities and stuff that's going on for a very long time. So we have been trying hard, like, you know, hitting the league at the top of the league. But at sometimes, you know, so under certain circumstances, we were not that good, or like we were not to be in that part of the time to be in the part of the championship. But this year we proved everything, like we deserve to be in the part of championship. I know, like, our team is short of facilities, but I don't doubt about the boys and the skill set. So technically they are good enough to be in this league, and moreover I know there are a lot of tough teams in the championship this year. I know it's going to be very, very big. I have seen like a lot of pros coming to the championship this year. But I'm not scared. I'm much confident about my team because I have been with this team for the last 2 years. I know their pros, I know their cons, I know what their strengths, I know what their weakness. So I align with my team very well in a way that I go with a combination that is very, very good for the team and also for the individuals on the basis of the opponents that on a given day. We'll give our best. We'll try to fight hard. We don't bring any pros. We want to give a priority and importance for the local players and students who are coming to Letterkenny who study here. So we want to give. We want to find individuals. We want to find youngsters who are in Letterkenny, who are in Donegal. We want to find right players for the team, and we want to develop for those individuals to be part of the team because pro is really needed. But again, when we compare to the skill set, we don't rely much on pros. We have to depend. We have to highlight the skill set of our individuals and giving priority for all these boys. And I hope, like, giving tough game for all those big guns. I know they are very pretty hard to hit us. I know, like, we're going to face tough things, but I'm pretty much confident about my boys. You know, like, to fight the league. So much excited, but I don't see whether we win the league or whether we top the league or whether we going to be bottom. This year is going to be like I'm going to tell my boys, just go and enjoy, express yourself. They'll have all the freedom to play their game. So nothing to lose and nothing to win. I'm much okay. I'm much confident to face the first game. And most importantly, it's like this league is also about like more of technical and more of good standard guys coming, like lot of pros is coming, lot of Irish players going to be in this league. So we prepare ourselves in a way that we are nothing less short of them. So yeah.
But listen, if you guys can get a win, particularly in the first couple of weeks, that will build confidence going into what lies ahead.
Yeah, of course it is, because last season we never lose a game. I think we lose only one game, and two games we are short of rain because of weather. But we won almost all the games, and we were completely in a dominant position in a way that there is like no one to beat us. So we want to continue that winning streak without any break. So as you said, when we win a good team, it's going to give a lot of confidence on our boys, and boys will be pumped up to face the rest of the matches.
Dilip Singh, club captain of Letterkenny Cricket Club. Listen, you oversee the captains, you oversee the teams. How do you see your role within Letterkenny? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I'm Dilip. I'm associated with Letterkenny Cricket Club since beginning 2019. And till last year, I was captain of second team and we did well. This year, the club has given me the bigger responsibility of club captain. So as you know, we have good number of people, and now we have multiple teams and championship as well. So we have come to league as well. So my role is to help captains to form the good and competitive team. At the same time, I have to make sure that the players are getting the enough opportunity to play, and I'm also making sure that kids should get enough chance so that they can grow as a cricketer, and they can our goal would be like our kids can go to the Northwest team, and that if they will do good there, they can go for a national as well.
Yeah. It's a big year for the first team, playing in the senior ranks. What's the objective this year from your view as club captain? Where do you want to see the club go this year, and what to achieve?
Yeah, so this is first time we enter into Premiership 2. So as you know, with the sort, we have limited facility. So with that, I would say our goal would be, you know, give good competition to existing other team and try to sustain in this level in championship. And God knows if we'll do good, we can, we'll see that if we can go promoted to Premiership 1 as well. So let's see, you know, so my goal would be I will help team and captain to form a good competitive team with giving the chance to youngster as well, and we'll try to win as much as possible the matches, and we'll try to be at least top of the league. So okay, that would be our objective this year. Yeah, and we'll see. Also, for few years we are little short, you know, we are ending with second or third in Q3, second team over in tabletop. We are just missing the tabletop. So this year we will also focusing on if our second team can be, you know, can promote to Q2. So we'll try to be on top of in Q3 league so that we can promote to Q2 as well. And we have third team in Q5. So we'll try to promote into Q4. Yeah. And obviously we have cup games. So we have midweek as well. So I think we have good number of people this year, and we'll try to give good competition and try to win the match, along with, you know, giving opportunity to youngster and new guys, and we'll see. And in future, you know, I want, you know, the Donegal and Little Kenny youngster and new kids to, you know, have, you know, to raise some you know, the interest in the cricket, and they are all welcome. And it is as you you know, right, in cricket is all about hitting the ball. Okay, realizing the bad ball and hitting it, and it is just like hurling, you know, just you have stick of bat and watch the ball and hit it out of the ground. So, you know, it's pretty much same. So hopefully the Irish kids as well, you know, if they can get good interest in cricket, we have facility here, and we have good team, we have good bonding here, so I think they will enjoy. So I will request everyone to, you know, just if you have interest in cricket, come to Little Kenny Cricket Club. It would be good fun.
Just finally, you've been part of this journey with Letterkenny since 2019, almost 7 years.
Yeah.
If we were to look ahead into the future, 7 years down the line, where would you like to see Letterkenny Cricket Club sit?
Okay, so first of all, we would like to be in the top league, that is in Premiership 1. And I would like to have some ground cricket club proper, our own ground in Letterkenny, so that our local guys who have interest in cricket, they can go and enjoy the match, watching match. Because at the moment, we are actually renting the ground. So we have Drummond and then Esteban Academy. So we are not getting kind of proper spectators, you know, who can come and support on the ground. Few families are coming sometime, but if the ground will be in Letterkenny, we all can go in as a family, and we can have, you know, good, we can enjoy the matches there. So I'm hoping, I'm wishing that we will have our own ground in Letterkenny, and we'll see our top teams performing there, and we'll cheer for our Letterkenny Cricket Club team.